National Endowment for the Arts, the Baldwin Piano Company, Borders Books and Music, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR. Hi, I'm Marian McPartland. My guest today on Piano Jazz is the premier country music, gospel, jazz, and blues singer, Willie Nelson. And with Willie is his longtime friend and fleet-fingered guitarist, Jackie King. And also with us is Gary Mazzarappi on bass. It's so wonderful to have you here.
It's wonderful to be here. Thank you.
I feel like some kind of a groupie because I've been looking forward to this for so long.
Thank you.
And listening to your new recording that you did with Jackie, the Gypsy, there's one I particularly like. It's called Heart of a Clown. Could we do that?
Sure.
Okay.
If I had the heart of a clown, I'd laugh every time you made me blue. And if I had the heart of a clown, you wouldn't see me cry the way you do. And I'd paint a smile upon my face each time you hurt me so. My arms could long for your embrace, but you would never know. And I'd sing as my dream world tumbled down. If I had the heart of a clown. See me cry the way you do. And if I had the heart of a clown, you wouldn't see me cry the way I do. I'd paint a smile upon my face each time you hurt me so. My arms could long for your embrace, but you would never know. And I'd sing as my dream world tumbled down. If I had the heart of a clown. If I had the heart of a clown.
Oh, that was nice.
Thank you. That was fun.
Well, we were talking about the record, The Gypsy, mm-hmm. and that's on your label, Jackie, isn't it? It's one you put together?
It's a co-op record. It's Willie's label and our label.
Jigsaw Records.
Yeah, it's Jigsaw
Somebody will steal that name now.
Oh, isn't it?
No way we can take a song off of one and put it on the other one. The album is on Indigo Moon is the name of the label, and Willie's label is Perdinalis Records, and it's.
Well, the next one will be Jigsaw.
Like, yeah, the Jigsaw's coming up. You want to do the Gypsy?
I'd love to. You know that tune is an old standard from years ago. I haven't heard anybody record it. It's such a good tune.
It is. You kick it off.
In a quaint caravan, there's a lady they call the Gypsy. She can look in the future and drive away all your fears. Everything will go right or left if you'll only believe the Gypsy. She could tell at a glance that my heart was so full of tears. She looked in my hand, told me my lover was always true, and yet in my heart I knew, dear, somebody else was kissing you. But I'll go there again, 'cause I want to believe the Gypsy. That my lover is true and will come back to me someday. Back to me
someday.
Oh, that was nice, like a three-way cadenza.
Very nice,
yeah.
That's such a pretty tune. And you know what I love, Willie? I don't know how to explain this, but it always amazes me. You sing sort of on the front of the beat. You don't sing behind. It's like you're ahead. You know, can you...
oh, it's, you know, phrasing is just
phrasing, yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing.
It's so good.
You know. I mean, I'm trying to pay you a compliment. I just find it amazing because, you know, you're to the end of the phrase and I'm still playing the fill. You know, if you don't know where you're at... I mean, if I didn't know...
Jumps ahead of us and then waits for us, you know.
Well, that's what it is, but I mean, it's so unique.
I used to do, I still do, San Antonio Rose, which is a Bob Wills classic, and I had the good fortune of working with Bob a few times. And I did his radio show one time, and he wanted me to sing San Antonio Rose. He'd heard that I sung it, and I said, sure. But what was so funny is, my phrasing was so different from what he had been used to, and he's used to coming up and saying aha every now and then.
That's right.
And he'd come up to open his mouth to say aha, and I was still singing, so it threw him off a little bit.
He probably went uh-uh. But it's very unique, but I mean. Some people might think, oh, he's missing a bar, but there's no such thing, you know.
No.
It's quite amazing. Well, there'll be more in a minute. My guests are Willie Nelson and Jackie King with Gary Mazzarappi on bass. Our program is made possible in part by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts. I'm Marion McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. I understand that Milk Cow Blues was the first blues album that you made?
Yeah, we'd played a lot of blues before, you know, and I'd written a few blues songs like Nightlife and Rainy Day Blues, and a lot of my music seems to have a lot of blues flavor in it anyway.
Well, I imagine when you were a kid that you heard all kinds of blues and gospel when you were just a mere child, didn't you?
Yeah, and the Milk Cow Blues I heard from Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys. So back in those days, I wasn't aware of labels. So when I heard Milk Cow Blues and Bob Wills, I just associated it with whatever he was playing. And I later found out it was Western Swing. Mm. But then Milk Cow Blues was still the blues. You know, Johnny Gimble, a good friend of ours, plays violin, fiddle, says, there's only two songs ever written, The Star Spangled Banner and The Blues.
Well, that's not bad. Did you hear music in church? Or?
I did. The first song that I remember singing in church was Amazing Grace, and I was, you know, before I could play the guitar, I was, we were singing Amazing Grace, and Will the Circle Be Unbroken, and the song Just As I Am, where everyone walks down the aisle, you know, so that was one of the closers of the church's services.
You know, you mentioned the... Rainy
Day Blues, yeah.
I love that thing. Could we do that?
Sure. Well, it's cloudy in the morning. Gonna be raining in the afternoon. It's cloudy in the morning. Gonna be raining in the afternoon.
And if you don't like this rainy weather, you can just pack your bags and move. But if you're running from it, brother, the only road that I can see. If you're running from it, brother, the only road that I can see is the road that leads to nowhere, and nowhere is a fool like me. Well, I said, rain keep falling, falling round my window pane. I said, rain keep falling, falling round my window pane. Ain't never seen so much rainy weather. Guess I'll never see the sun again. From falling, but at least you know you've paid your way. And I said, rain keep falling, falling around my window pane. I said, rain keep falling, falling around my window pane. Never see so much rainy weather. Guess I'll never see the sun again.
I just love playing the blues.
Me too.
So do I.
You know, I read somewhere or somebody told me that you're a big fan of Django Reinhardt.
Oh, yes.
Where did you hear him?
Well, a long time ago. In fact, the first record I heard by him was given to me by Johnny Gimble, the violinist, the fiddle player that I told you about. He was an old friend of mine, and he used to, he still is a great fan of Stephan Grappelli.
Oh, that's another great.
Yeah, and so he and Django worked together all those years, so Johnny Gimble had all of Stephan's tapes and also all of Johnny Gimble's, so he gave them to me when I was about 20 years old, I guess. But before that, once I heard Django, then I began to realize that I had heard, you know, things that had been influenced by him before, like a lot of the Bob Wills stuff. Had a lot of the guitar player there, which is Eldon Chamberlain. He played a lot of Django type stuff. And my dad was, he played a fiddle, he played guitar, and I noticed that his chord structures were a lot like the things that I heard Django doing, so I could see where a lot of those things were coming from.
You knew Django, didn't you, Marion?
I did. Well, I was in USO camp shows during the war, and Jimmy, my husband, Jimmy McPartland, and I, we were in Paris after the liberation of whatever you call it, and we went to Charles Delaunay's house, a jazz discographer, and Django was over there, and we had such a nice time with him. He was such a wonderful guy. And then later on he came to Chicago to work with Duke Ellington's band, but he was such a character that he walked out and went all over town listening to people play. And they were looking for him everywhere, and they finally found him. He was in a place called the Capitol Lounge where Jimmy and I were playing. So, but I'm getting long-winded. Shouldn't we play? Do you play any of his things? Nuage?
We can play Nuage, yeah, sure.
Oh, that would be lovely. Jackie, you know that too, I'm sure.
Yes.
Thank you.
You know, that tune is like worldwide, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
That's one of the, Django, he wrote other tunes, but I think that's the one that's best known. You know, I was just curious, Willie, how did you and Jackie get together? He's laughing.
That's how we got together.
It was one of those laughing sessions, I think, in San Antonio. I was over, I believe, the first time I met you, I think it was over Johnny Bush's house or somebody's
house.
That's
right, yeah.
And you came by, you couldn't have been over 15 or 16 years old.
Yeah, I was.
And he was already, you know, playing so good that none of us wanted to hang out with him a lot. You know?
Oh, he was like that. You mean he was so good you didn't want him to sit in?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
it was
terrible.
Embarrassing, you know, to have to follow Jackie.
So it would be like a cutting session or something like that.
Yeah, only one guy cutting. he was great. He's been good a long time.
So the only thing to do was hire him and keep him quiet.
That's the only thing I knew to do.
So you did that. That's what evidently worked out.
Finally, after all these years, I finally figured out how to control him.
Well, he must have been around when you made that record of Stardust, because that was a landmark record for you, wasn't it?
Well, it was in a lot of ways, because all those songs, you know, were pop standards. People call them pop standards, but I did it as a country artist, and every song in there was a pop standard, from Stardust to Moonlight in Vermont to
All of Me.
Yeah, Georgia. And it stayed in the country charts for over 10 years. So
fantastic.
That, you know, it confirmed a lot of my earlier beliefs that music is music and there's no such thing as boundaries and labels, that everyone likes everything if they hear it.
No, you're absolutely right. And I mean, if anything would stamp you as a not only a country artist but a jazz artist, I mean, I think that one did it. I think everybody loved that, and they still do love that record.
There were so many people, yeah, that were people my age and older who remembered the songs when they were big hits, and then there were people, the young people who had never heard them, that also could recognize good songs.
Well, that song will never go away. And I mean, some of the others on there, like that Jimmy and I used to play, All of Me. I wish you'd do that one.
Sure, yeah.
Will you?
Sure. See that I'm no good without you. Take my arms, 'cause I want to lose them. Take my lips, I'll never use them. Your goodbye left me with eyes crying, and I know that I'm no good without you. You took the part that once was my heart, so why not take all of me? Thank you.
me, why not take all of me? Can't you see that I'm no good without you? Take my arms, cause I won't lose them. Take my lips, I'll never use them. Your goodbye left me with eyes to cry, and I know that I'm no good without you. You took the part that once was my heart, so why not take all of me? Why not take all of me?
I can't stop smiling.
Me neither.
I was just thinking, who were your many influences on guitar besides Django?
Well, of course, there was Chet Atkins, a great guitar player, and Grady Martin, who was a fantastic guitar player, Hank Garland, Johnny Smith.
Johnny Smith?
Yes.
Really? I worked with him a lot. Yeah.
Fantastic guitar player.
He was such a wonderful guy.
Yes.
Anyway, in case you've just tuned in, my guests are Willie Nelson and Jackie King with Gary Mazzarappi on bass. Our program is made possible in part by the Baldwin Piano Company, manufacturers of the pianos heard on Piano Jazz. I'm Marion McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. It's so many things that I'd love to hear that, in a way, I don't want to be overbearing with asking for songs, but of course I would love, so would everybody, love to hear Stardust.
Sure.
Okay.
In G?
Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely nights dreaming of a song and the melody haunts my reverie and I am once again with you. When our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration, but that was long ago, and now my consolation is in the stardust of a song. Beside the garden wall, when stars are bright and you are in my arms and the nightingale tells his fairy tale, a paradise where roses grew, and though I dream in vain, in my heart there always will remain my stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain. Thank you. the garden wall. When stars are bright and you are in my arms, and the nightingale tells his fairy tale of paradise where roses grew. Though I dream in vain, in my heart there always will remain my stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain.
Boy, that was nice. You almost did lose me that time. You were doing that purposely.
Oh, I don't know. I think I was maybe have been lost myself.
No, it was wonderful. It's just, but I think nobody should listen to you. Nobody should try to do that.
Don't try this at home.
No, don't try it at home. Absolutely. Well, you know, you and Jackie were talking about a song. Is this a song you both wrote together, Jackie?
It's a song that we did together.
Yeah.
Called The Great Divide. And Willie wrote some wonderful words to the song. It's a
Jackie brought song. Me these wonderful chords and said, you know, here's a nice instrumental we can play. And I heard some lyrics to it, so I wrote lyrics to his melody.
Well, okay. I'm dying to hear it. It should be great.
Here we are, standing where the highways cross. Here we are, saying goodbye. Just another love lost in the great divide. Here we are, acting like two crazy kids. We've come too far to ever sit in like this. Just another love lost in the great divide. Remember how we used to dance together? Remember how I used to hold you tight? You asked me if I'd leave and I said never. That's still right. Summer sun, no prettier than summer rain. Summer gone, and summer coming back again. Other love lost in the great divide.
Thank you.
we used to dance together. Remember how I used to hold you tight. You asked me if I'd leave and I said never. And that's still right. Summer sun, no prettier than summer rain. Summer gone, but summer coming back again. Other loves lost in the great divide. Other loves lost in the great divide.
What an interesting song it is.
Thank you.
It's quite amazing. How long did it take you to put that together with the words and the little interplay and stuff between you? I mean, did you...
Really not that long. When we were working it up and learning it, it just sort of fell into that kind of an arrangement, I guess.
I'm sort of picturing whether you ever would do that with an orchestra or... It's got a lot of drama to it, hasn't it?
I just did it on my... In fact, the new album is called The Great Divide, and I did it with a producer. His name is Matt Seletic, and he produced and arranged all these songs on there, and this particular Great Divide has an incredible arrangement on it, just like you were talking about it. There's so many dramatic things going on in there.
No, well, that's a very different kind of thing from anything else, I think, that you've done.
It is different, but one of the things that made it different was Jackie's chord progressions that I wasn't sharp enough to figure those out by myself.
Well, he does play some pretty good chords.
Yes,
that.
He does. Yes, he does. It's when I did the
very much.
When I did the Stardust album, I'd loved those songs for years, but the reason that I waited so long to do that album was because I knew that I wasn't qualified to go to the studio and produce and arrange that type of record. So it wasn't until I met Booker T, and he and I became friends, and he was living upstairs above, and so we decided to do a record, and I knew he was qualified to do that, so or else I could have never done Stardust by myself.
You couldn't have got him to come downstairs either.
No, he didn't have to come downstairs. We did it, you know, I'd yell up at him, he'd stomp down at me. Okay. We worked it out.
That's pretty funny. Well, there's more coming up. My guests are Willie Nelson and Jackie King with Gary Mazzarappi on bass. Our program is made possible in part by the Friends of Piano Jazz. I'm Marion McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. You've written a lot of songs, like Crazy. I would love to play Crazy with you. Is that
sure?
Is that possible?
Sure, absolutely. Let's do it.
Okay.
Crazy, crazy for feeling so lonely. And I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so blue. And I knew you'd love me as long as you wanted. And then someday leave me for somebody new.
worry. Why do I let myself worry? Wondering what in the world did I do? And I'm crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. Crazy for trying, crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you. You must have had so many covers of that song, Crazy. I think it's such a simple song, but yet it's such a poignant kind of a song. Did it take you long to write?
No, actually, it really didn't. It was one of those easy ones that just sort of fell out of there, and you don't really know where they come from. But
Did you ever have an idea for something you wanted to do and you just couldn't get it together, like it took a long time to make it happen? Or do you just throw them away when they get like
that? Yeah, usually if you have to spend too much time on them, they probably weren't worth the effort.
Gee, well, maybe you're right. I don't know, maybe I should throw one away that I'm working on then.
I've thrown away 1,000 or more.
I don't know, I'm just the opposite. I sort of write on the backs of matchbooks and in taxi cabs and keep every little scrap, and sometimes you can find one that works, but I don't know, it's terrible to keep stuff like that, but I don't know, I think I'm waiting for the ultimate hit. But, you know, as much as I hate to bring this up, we're almost done. I mean, it's amazing. I want to thank you, Willie.
My pleasure. I've been looking forward to this day because, you know, Jackie and I play a lot of music together, but it's rarely that we get to play music with someone like yourself, and where we can really sit down and play with someone who is a genius. And I'd like to say that about your playing. You are incredible.
Oh, please.
It's very true.
My head is big enough as it is. It's getting bigger. But what should we play for the last tune? What would you like to do?
Well, we've been working on one that, an old standard that we thought we might go in the studio one of these days and do, called There'll Never Be Another You.
Oh, that's one that's...
Would you play it with us?
Yeah, I'd love to.
You want to take the first chorus after we come out of the bridge, come out of it?
I'd love to.
Sure. All right. There'll be many other nights like this, and I'll be standing here with someone new. There'll be other songs to sing, another fall, another spring, but there will never be another you. There'll be other lips that I will kiss, but theirs won't thrill me like yours used to do. And I may dream a million dreams, but how could they come true? For there will never ever be another you. Standing here with someone new, and there'll be other songs to sing, another fall, another spring, but there will never be another you. There'll be other lips that I will kiss, but theirs won't thrill me like yours used to do. And I may dream a million dreams, but how could they come true? For there will never, ever be another you.
I had the last word on that.
As you should.
My guests today on Piano Jazz have been Willie Nelson and Jackie King. I'm Marian McPartland, inviting you to join me again next week. Piano Jazz is recorded at Manhattan Beach Studios in New York and is a production of South Carolina Educational Radio. The producer is Sherry Hutchinson. Recording engineer is Duke Marcos. Assistant recording engineer is Dan Hoppler. Mastering engineer is David Mitchell. Production manager is Audrey Shiflett. Production intern is Jeanette Deloach. Executive producer is Elaine Freeman. Support for Piano Jazz comes from Borders Books and Music, celebrating the arts by supporting cultural programming on NPR. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations, the Wallace Reader's Digest Funds, seeking to enrich community life through support of education, the arts, and culture, the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, promoting excellence in journalism worldwide, and investing in the vitality of 26 U.S. communities, and Rockefeller Brothers Fund, providing support for NPR cultural programming through a Charles E. Culpepper Endowment Grant, and Jazz Times, America's jazz magazine, providing a window on the jazz world since 1970, with artist features and reviews on the web at jazztimes.com. This is NPR, where jazz lives.